Blessed be your name, Lord, today. Thank you for the auspiciousness of your presence. Thank you because not one person will live here the same way they have come. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. I believe today is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in today. Understanding dedication to God is the subject of the message this evening. Understanding dedication to God. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2, he said, O Lord, my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Verse 8, my heart, my soul followeth hard after thee, thy right hand upholdeth me. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Our objective tonight is, like you said, what does it mean to be dedicated to God? What is dedication to God all about? There are many people who want to know, because they think that there are many things that dedication is that is not. Going to church all the time, yes, it's part of it. Praying very loud until everybody in the neighborhood feels very, very aggrieved. Not necessarily. What is dedication to God all about? I am going to use about 7 to 8 phrases that define dedication. Number one is love for God. Love for God. Mark chapter 12, verse 29 and in verse 30. And Jesus answered him and said, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. Love for God. And that is, in bracket, affection. Affection for God. You love God. You know that you love God. People who know you know that you love God. People who love you know that you love God. People who hate you also know that you love God. Love for God means there is nobody you love like God. Nobody. Nobody and nothing. Or rather, there is nobody and nothing that occupies the place in your heart that God occupies. Am I communicating? Because in our society today, in the hearts of people, many things occupy positions. There is nobody that occupies the place in your heart
that God occupies. Some money occupies that space. Some, the pleasures of this life. Some position. There is nobody who occupies the place in your heart that God occupies. There is nobody and nothing that can take the place of God in your life. And there is nothing and nobody that can come in between you and God. Note it down. Nobody and nothing occupies the place of God in your heart. Nobody and nothing takes the place of God in your heart. Nobody and nothing can come between you and God. That is what describes dedication. Number one is love for God. Number two is, that's number one, affection. Can just use singular words. Number two is sold out to God. Sold out. Call that donation. Sold out to God. Galatians chapter 20 and verse 20, Paul the Apostle speaking said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I. But Christ liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I am crucified, I am donated, I dash myself to God. Donated means I have given myself to God. There is nothing around and about me that is not given to God. God owns my life. God owns my time. God owns my resources. God owns my talent and my ability. Personally, there is nothing I know how to do that is not being used to serve God. Nothing. Nothing I know how to do. If there is anything I know, so that means nothing is too big to sacrifice for God. So number one is love for God. Number two is sold out to God. Number three is yielded to God. Yielded. The place where the will of man disappears inside the will of God. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. That is how you designed life to be loved. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to live. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. That is how you designed life to be, Lord. Help me, Lord, to live how I ought to live. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will that is separate from your will. Oh Lord, take me to that place where I have no choice that is separate from your choice. To be lost in you,
To be lost in you is my desire. To be lost for you is all I want.
Take me to the place of lift your voice. To be lost in you,
to be lost
is my desire.
To be lost is all I want.
Hallelujah. Yielded to God. John chapter 5, verse 30. He said, I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. So a dedicated person is someone who has no will of his own. The will of God is his will. He has no choice of his own. The choice of God is his choice. What God wants for him is what he wants for himself. In every realm of life. So we looked at affection. And number two is donation. And being yielded to God is submission. So dedication is affection. Dedication involves donation of your life and all you have. And dedication to God, number three, involves submission. Number four is hooked on God. Love for God. Sold out to God. Yielded to God. Hooked on God. You know the way someone is hooked to cocaine? You know the way people are hooked on Indian hemp? You know the way people are hooked on all manner of drugs? That was what the psalmist expressed in Psalm 63, verse 1 to 2. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth. I am craving the way they crave cocaine. The way an alcoholic is craving alcohol. The way LSD or whatever it is, the way they crave it. My soul is thirsty. My body is longing. I am craving. There's something in medicine we call withdrawal symptom. When an addict is no longer drinking or smoking what he was addicted to, the body begins to react so violently and so aggressively, he has to return back to that addiction. Father, I am having withdrawal symptoms if I'm away from you. I'm having withdrawal. There is some symptom. There is a way I can't survive outside your presence. As the heart pants after the water brook, so my soul pants after you. So we have, the first thing we have in dedication was affection. Number two we have is donation. Number three is submission. This one is addiction. Got some of them here. Addiction. High on God. High, not on Indian hemp. High, not on cocaine. High, not on heroin. High, not on anything, but high on the Most High. I don't know about you, but if anybody will be guilty of addiction to God, I am guilty as charged. When you are addicted to God, you are miserable outside of God. I don't know how some people survive outside of God's presence. I don't know how some people survive. All the years of my life, I need to remember if I'll be able to count the number of times I missed a church service. That is count. I need to remember it. Because it's rememberable and countable. For 24 years, I've gone to our Father in the Lord's ministry for Shiloh. I've not missed one day. One. I haven't missed one Shiloh. 4 unbroken years this year. For any reason. Without any doubt, since I stepped into ministry, a Sunday service can, it's not possible for it to be missed. Anywhere in the world, I'm in church on Sunday. Anywhere. Anywhere. Am I communicating at all? Addiction. If it is not worrying you like that, the thing has not caught you yet. if the things of God doesn't worry you like that. I heard of a man many years ago, someone told me this story, how the man was such a drunkard that his family disconnected him from drink, I think for a moment or a day or something. He cut his hand and drank his blood and became drunk afresh. Alcohol was permanently heavy in the blood. Am I communicating at all? This is the reason why the kind of results we want in our generation is not plenty, it's not there. Because people who are truly addicted to God are scarce. There are people who are social, there is something we call social drinkers. They are social drinkers. Do you drink alcohol? Socially. They are not drunkards. They just want once in a while or during some occasions, okay, just give me a little there. Just to belong. Just for people to not to say that, are you a woman? How can you can't drink? Or are you a baby? You don't know how to drink. That they are social ones. But there are those who are, that is confirmed drunkards. That is, the beer parlor know them. They cannot leave and walk home normal. There are some of us, heaven know us. These are drunkards on God. Am I communicating at all? I see somebody here tonight. God is moving you to this realm of complete donation, complete submission, and complete addiction to God. If you are the one God is moving like that, shout the loudest, amen. And I can assure you that addiction to God is the doorway to additions with good. Take your seat. Additions. Seek first the kingdom and its righteousness. Seek first. Those who are addicted, I've talked to a couple of addicts. The first thing that comes to their mind when they wake up in the morning is their addiction. The first, very first thing. They don't think any other thing. Until they think about what they are addicted to. Addiction to God is the secret of addition of good. So, we have love for God, sold out to God, yielded to God, hooked on God. Number 5. Stand by God or standing by God. Standing by God. Exodus 32 verse 26, we saw how the Levites came out. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the lost side? In other words, who is standing by God? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him, standing by God is the realm of protection or defense of the interest of God. It's affection, donation, submission, addiction, protection. Where a man or a woman is a defender of the interest of God. Nobody messes up around God and his issues where you are and you are quiet. Nobody talks carelessly against God or his kingdom where you are and you are quiet. Somebody say loud amen. You are in the National Assembly. There is no bill that is being passed that is an anti-God bill, and you sit down there and kept quiet. You may not be majority, but at least let your voice be heard. You're on a panel of judges and judgment is being given. Any ungodly judgment that is about to be passed, you stood and stood against it. You may be the one giving the dissenting judgment, but it's all right. Let it go on record. In time to come, you will defend why you stood on that side. Am I communicating? Because by the time we appear in eternity, all these things will come up. When they were talking about taking the Bible out or talking about changing the curriculum for Christian religious education and so on and so forth, you were there, what did you do? You were there, what did you say? When so-and-so judgment was being passed, you were in the appeal court, you were in the Supreme Court, you were in the tribunal, and this is ungodly. This is the right person they are trying to impose this person. And you, what did you say? Because there are people today who don't want to go against the majority. They don't want to be seen to go against what is popular. But what is popular is not necessarily what is proper. Somebody say a loud amen. And I want to let you know that light is stronger than darkness. And the children of light are more powerful than the children of darkness. We live in an information age. We live in an ICT age. We live in a multimedia age. I believe that it has been a long time that Christians have kept so dumb and quiet when issues pertaining to their faith is being discussed on ungodly platforms, and they just keep quiet. That is a docility. That is an anti-God docility. That's not correct. People who are doing wrong things are doing it boldly. People doing the right things are doing it timidly. It's an abomination. People who have garbage to say are saying it boldly. People who have substance to say, quietly, so quiet. Only the graveyard has such quietness. Somebody say amen. Stand by God. Stand by God. Remember what happened to you in the school. One lecturer came in and was talking upside down against God, against God, against God, against God, against church. And she stood up in the class and said, "Excuse me, sir. I know that you have the right to your opinion. But you must understand that there are people of other persuasions in this class. And you must respect our persuasion." What happened? I think the word got to the leadership of the school or something. Got to the leadership of the school that this person was talking, that is an anti-Christ lecturer. So he was talking down on everything, teaching law and using that too. And then the school called him to order. So he came and apologized publicly, right? And he said, "I want to let you people know I am sorry for saying the things I said last time. Secondly, anytime I say anything like that, that is not correct, call me to order." Now, everybody could have kept quiet in the class. And then they would have continued and continued and continued. Someone say a loud amen. Amen. How many of you know that many times God has helped us to answer on some issues? Many, many times, and we are going to continue to answer as it pertains to God, pertains to church, pertains to the kingdom of God, under our watch. the devil will go to hell. And they were talking about what is the situation in our nation and how, what we are doing about it. And I spoke to them about the situation, the condition, and the religious persecutions and so on. They took their word back. Let them know that we have spoken for God and stood on the side of God and stood with God. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? Beloved brothers and sisters, Martin Luther King said, a man is not fit to live if he has nothing to stand for. That is, this man doesn't have anything that he's known for. It's not, that life is not worth it. Hallelujah. Standing by God, that was number five. Number six is standing before God, or stand before God. That was what Elijah said. Before God, whom I stand. 1 Kings 17:1. So we have love for God, sold out to God, yielded to God, hooked on God, stand by God, and stand before God. That phrase describes a dedicated person. Stand before God. What does that mean? That is supplication, or the place of communion. Supplication. Before God, whom I stand. Elijah was a man who prayed. Before God, whom I stand. Supplication. Dedication implies supplication. The lifestyle of prayer, it implies communion and communication with God. The lifestyle of prayer. We'll talk about some of this extensively by Sunday. Anyone who calls himself a Christian or herself a Christian, whose prayer life is not functional, must redefine that Christianity. Because the proof of buoyancy of relationship is vibrancy of communication. The proof of buoyancy of relationship is vibrancy of communication. Where the communication is not vibrant, the relationship is not buoyant. Husband and wife, you know what I'm talking about. Friends, you know what I'm talking about. Where you are, I told you the funny story before, where the man and his wife are not talking to each other. They began to write on paper. I am on my way to the office. See you when I come. Is food ready? Reply, yes, food is on the table. They are quarreling so much they can't open their mouth to talk to each other. Then the man wrote for his wife. I have a flight to catch by 7 a.m. tomorrow. Let me know so I can catch the flight by 7 a.m. When it was 7 a.m., the woman wrote, it is 7 a.m., wake up. Let the paper wake him up now. Let the paper wake him up. The proof that your relationship with God is in order is that there is a continuous flow. There is a continuous flow. You don't even seem to be able to pray enough. Prayer becomes a flow. It just flows. Your dedication to God is confirmed by supplication and buoyancy of prayer life. So that was number six, stand before God. And then number seven is stand for God. Now, this is different from stand by God. This one is stand for God. You call that representation. Representation. You represent God to your generation. You are the visible representative of the invisible God. Stand for God. The Lord God of Abraham, Abraham of God. If you read Genesis chapter 14, from verse 18 all the way to verse 24, you see how Melchizedek was talking of Abraham of God. and blessed him and said, blessed be Abraham of the Most High God. Out of the Most High God. Representation. You, in your generation, people don't need to look too far to see God and see his action. When they see you, you represent him. Am I communicating at all? I told you some time ago, the story was told of Archbishop Benson, the host of blessed memory, when the witches and wizards of those days said they wanted to hold a conference in Benin. And Archbishop went on air and said, the conference will not hold. And the leader of the witch wizard said, even if God comes down from heaven, the conference will hold. And Archbishop went back on air and said, God does not need to come down. That is why I'm here. The conference will not hold. That is, I am acting on the behalf of God. I represent him. Like Elijah said, before God, whom I stand, there shall be no rain or dew. Not except according to the word of God, according to my word. If I have spoken, God does not need to speak afresh. I am his microphone. He is speaking through me. I pray that God will make you such in your family. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. I pray that God will make you such in our community. I pray that God will make you such in our nation. I pray that God will make you such in our generation. If you believe that, say the loudest amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Look at somebody by your side. Say, make sure you represent God well. In your generation. In your organization. To your community. Represent God well. So you can see that you can be in church every day and not be dedicated. Why? Because you are not representing God well. You are not defending the cause of the kingdom. There is nothing affecting the kingdom that affects you. You are just there religious. Dedication is affection for God. Donation to God. Submission to God. Addiction to God. Protection of the cause of the kingdom. It is supplication. And then representation of God to your generation. Number eight. Stand for God. And number eight, living for God. Living for God. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Living for God. That is called consecration. A life separated unto God. A life separated unto God. A life consecrated unto God. I'm not living for my personal interests. I'm not living for personal profit or benefit or gain on the earth. I am living for God. If it is not Christ, then there's no need to live. For to me to live is Christ. Christ and his kingdom drives me. That's what he's saying. He drives the reason why I wake up. How I dress. I'm driven. How I dress. How I look. Why I make money. The kind of places I can make the money. All is all driven by God. The reason why I do the things that I do. For to me to live is... There are people who have various reasons for living. Many things are in front of them. I want to buy a big house. I want to do this and that. That's driving their money-making search. But there is someone who wants to be so wealthy until his wealth becomes evangelistic. Until all that behold him will look at him as a seed that the Lord has blessed. He wants to become so wealthy until he uses the wealth to punish the devil. And chase the devil back to hell. And snatch souls from the jaws of wickedness. See, so what is driving him is not materialism. What is driving him is not what is making others look for the things they are looking for. For to me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. Can you make up your mind that you are not just... I went to the medical school in those days. and it was for me to live was Christ, to die again. Lord, I am not here because I want to become the first doctor or the last doctor in the world. I am here on a mission. Medicine is the platform that brought me to this mission field. If I don't have a course, I can't be in the university. If I'm not in the university, I can't preach as I should preach. So you gave me a platform, and let's seal a deal. I am going to preach very brutally. Just help me, let me not fail one exam. It was a sealed deal before I ever started a course. I went on campus, I went to the campus on purpose. I didn't step there before I started guessing what to do with my life. And then I passed through like a tornado, like a volcano, raw fire. I preached inside buses. I preached inside buses, preached in front, early morning cry in front of hostels, 3 days dry fastings and solemn assemblies, all manner of rugged operation. Close some beer palace down. We see some people smoking. Say, why are you drinking here? Bring it. It was too rugged. Don't try it today. Because the times are a bit different now. Am I speaking to somebody at all? You just catch somebody at the Biapalo. Follow me. Kneel down. All these days you have been drinking, what has it profited you? Lift your hands and pray after me. It was very, 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 very wrong. Who would pray for 5 hours, 7 hours? One day I was in front of the female hostess declaring brutally. They all ran out of the rooms. One of them began to manifest on the spot. Close her ears. Don't torment us. Don't trouble us. That one died not too long after that. One day we were preaching in front of the hotel. A young man, cultist boy, as we had got to know later, poured water from the story building on us down while we were preaching. So you just poured away your life. We came to give you life, you are rejecting it. That guy fell sick, vomited until he passed. Judgment was very brutal. Cultists took over the campus at one point from around 12 midnight or so. They were shooting in the air, singing terrible songs. Hallelujah. Satan conquered the world, they said. God forbid. Somebody say, God forbid. He said, hallelujah, Jesus, you are in trouble. Somebody say, God forbid. Say, Satan reigned in this place today. Somebody say, God forbid. People were lying on the bed. Women are turning into children. Children have turned into water. Men have turned into anything. All lights broke. Lights. They broke all the lights. Bah, bah, bah in the air. Everybody, nobody was saying anything. Where I was lying on the bed, I was hearing these things. By the time the door of the room opened, I didn't know. Somebody is saying Satan conquered the world and I am here. Just began to blast in tongues at the top, heavier than the AK-47. Brethren heard our voices and began to come out from their rooms. We began to move in the direction where they were and began to blast in tongues. As we were decreeing, they were receding. Receding, receding until they receded into the bush. We remained from there from 9 till 6 a.m. We took over the ground. They went in front of all the hostels. If you were among those who came out last night and you say Satan conquered the world, and you are not, I was the one declaring, and you are confident of your Satan, come now and defend him. John came out, it was at that time that one of them poured the water and poured away his life. Am I communicating at all? Anything you say today didn't start today. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Beloved brothers and sisters, that was how we went on campus. Not to go and be priding ourselves. I went to read a professional course. We went there on purpose, on assignment, living for Christ. And every single exam smashed, 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 smashed. By the time I was in 500 level, I had preached in almost all universities in the country. Went from Lagos, Ibadan, to Ife, to Ilorin, to Ebiu, Zaria, to Maiduguri, to Benin, to Ife, to Port Harcourt. Even state university like Ogun State University, Agoiwoye. All of us just crisscrossing. Because we knew why we went there. For to me to live is Christ. And to die is gain. I came here not just because I came to read a course. The course placed me here to fulfill an assignment. I'm not telling you whether you are to become a full-time pastor. I wasn't a full-time pastor then. I wasn't planning to be a full-time pastor. I was just doing for your creation. I'm not just alive for myself. I'm not just alive to look for what to wear and drink and drive. I am not just alive to add to the number of people. I am alive for somebody's pleasure. You remember that old song? Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are. And yes, you hear, FCS here. That knife is, thou art worthy. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first. Seek first the kingdom. Are you looking for things? Are you looking for what the world is looking for? What they are looking for. Seek the kingdom first. And that is key to the addition of all things. I see a new day for somebody. If you are that person, say aloud, amen. You receive something tonight and you've been blessed. Stand up on your feet and shout the loudest, amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and lift your voice and let's begin to appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. Father, thank you. 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 In Jesus' precious name. Whenever God is going to lead you to be established, if you are not yet married, ensure that you marry someone who understands the purpose of God for man, the purpose of God for you, and the purpose of God for them. Otherwise, you may marry disaster. I've come across people who say, I want to marry this person. One statement that person will make from their mouth will confirm that this is not somebody to marry at all. The person may be good for somebody else, but not for you. Yet,
Someone was telling me the other day, when I said I wanted to marry that person, you are the only person who said, you are the only person who was not in agreement. And the outcome of it was bad. I told God, I said, anybody who will accommodate your purpose for my life, that is the person I will marry. I don't care any other qualification. Tribe, color, height, nothing. I don't care. All I want is the person that will accommodate your purpose for my life and will accommodate the people that you are going to bring my way, because I know many people will be brought. And I don't want one person who will scatter everybody away. So, right? So, the same way that I was on fire preaching, Dr. Mr. Nenche was on fire preaching in church buses, in front of hostels, but she would bring serious cases to steal me. One day she came and said, I just preached to somebody. The person said they have killed people before. He said, when I heard that they have killed people before, I said, I cannot handle this one. I said, bring him to me. The young man came. What are you? Yes. Terrible cultism and all manner of things. They have killed and all of that. So, are you ready to give your life to Christ? Yes. Kneel down. Led him to Christ. Checked out the devils out of his life. And he became firm in the Lord. Started going to church. His cult people followed him and said, they are going to kill him. So the church people gave him a soldier man to follow him to meet their leader. Brother in church. So the brother came and he was loaded with his service pistol. So are you the leader of this cult? See this weapon. If one hair drop from this man's head, I will be the one to personally shoot you. That is, from this day forward, you are the one to protect him now. Many years after we graduated, we were going to Benue State in Makurdi, parked by a filling station, and the young man walked to me. That was led to Christ. How are you? Fine. I hope they didn't disturb you again. No way. You are still in the faith, fully in the faith. So everything you see today didn't start today. If you are going to have it tomorrow in God, start with Him today. Start with Him today. Lift up your hands and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today. Say, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today. I receive your help. I receive your grace to live for you, to do your will. Help me, Lord, to understand your purpose for my life. To understand your purpose for my life. And to live in your purpose for my life. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you.
to live in your purpose for my life, to understand your purpose for my life. Help me, Lord. In Jesus'
precious name. We're going to pray and ask God to intervene in Nigeria. Today we had a visit from the Israeli ambassador to Nigeria, who is also the permanent representative of Israel to ECOWAS. And a practicing Judaist. He came to see the greatness of God in our midst, and he has heard of what God has done, and so on and so forth. And as I looked at him, I see the reality of the covenant of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for the people of Israel. Anything before 75 years ago, there was nothing called Israel. They were scattered all over the earth. All of a sudden, a nation was born in a day. And today, there is nobody who will claim ignorance of Israel on it. Before they came with a young man, security man. That guy was as sharp as an eagle. He had to came here and swept every place. He didn't smile for nobody. As if he was looking in 10 directions at the same time. Very aggressive if you see his face. There were places he was meant to visit that he couldn't visit because they haven't swept that place. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's a country walking. That is Israel that came here himself. Willing to cooperate with him anyway. So I told him, you know, we're planning some pilgrimage trip. And he said, they are willing to do anything they want, we want with them. And so we are trusting the Lord that probably before the end of the year, those who may be interested in paying the visit there, and maybe some instructional tours and so on, we could work on that. Yes. He said, we don't need to have to wait for pilgrims, but that we can organize anything we want by ourselves and deal with them directly. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Father, what is that same God we are calling on? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Israel is my firstborn. Let my son go, or I will kill your sons. In Isaiah chapter 26, verse 9, he said, When with my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Father, let your judgment answer in Nigeria. Let your judgment answer in Nigeria against every person or system that is standing in the way of the release of this nation. Let judgment answer now. Are you ready for that? Lift your hands for your voice and say, Father, we ask. Father, tonight, we ask. Let your judgment answer against every man, every system that is against the release of Nigeria into her destiny. Arise in judgment, O God, against every man, every woman, every structure, every system that is standing in the way of the release of our destiny as a nation. Arise, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Arise. 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 Oh Lord, arise. Arise. Let your judgment answer in Nigeria. Against every man. Against every system.
the release of Nigeria into our destiny as a nation. Arise, O Lord, in judgment. Arise, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your judgment answer in Nigeria against every man, against every woman, against every sister that is against the release of Nigeria into our destiny as a nation. Arise, O Lord. 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 Arise. Precious name. Lift up your hands, everyone, and let's appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Honor Him. Adore Him. Tonight, let God place His seal of distinction on your life from your dedication. Tonight, everything that we have heard tonight, let God engrace us to walk in the realm of it. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Lift your hands and let us worship Him. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Thank you.
prophesy upon you today. Fresh grace for dedication is released upon you. Fresh grace for dedication is released upon you. Fresh grace for dedication is released upon you. And I decree, from your dedication, you shall step into distinction. Even in Jesus. I declare, Nigeria shall not go down. It is well with our nation. The agenda of God in this season, no devil shall derail it. And I want to appeal to every one of us, irrespective of the very, very difficult situation that we are in now. People have money, they can't get it out. It's not, I'm not saying give me money. I'm saying my money is here. I need a little of it. Can't come out. No fuel. In some quarters, they are buying the money. That is, if you want 10,000, you put 2,000 on top. So that you can get 10,000. That is a devil. That is robbery. That is robbery. Robbing people that are already exploited. But let's trust God. Surely there is an end. Don't let any hardship in this season stop you from casting your vote. If we have to trek, and let us trust God to get it right once and for all. Vote values, part two, food for thought. If you have not spread it to your friends, spread it, let it go. It has gone very well, but let it go on your own quarter. Let the consciousness of people come alive. Let the climate of frustration be scattered. God will give us victory. He will give us victory. For thou will arise and have mercy on Nigeria. For the time to favor her. Yeah. The set time for Nigeria has arrived. Set time has come. I prophesy upon you. Every garment of shame. Every garment of reproach. Every garment of frustration. Around your life is set on fire. In this season, when men say they are cast down, you shall say there is a lifting up. I see a lifting up for you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap to your sin. And I speak against premature death. There was someone who dreamt last night. You were in a struggle. Like struggling something with somebody, and they brought out the knife to stab you. Whether it was successful or not, it was a nightmare. But that death returns back to hell. Last night, struggle. It's mine. Don't take what is mine. And then the struggle ensued like a stab. If you had one step onto the aisle, just step there. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else. All right, right. Can come. Stand where you are. Lift up your hands, all of you. There is a specific person with a first or surname that has OD and O. You are the one, the same first person that came forward. All right, come forward.
O-D.
All right. Okay, come forward. Lift up your hands.
Father, in the name that is above every name, I prophesy right now. Lift your hands and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus, every arrow of death, every trace of death. Now, this prayer is for everybody. Every death looking for me, all my family members, today is your end. Oh, you arrow of death, you are retrieved and refired back to senders now. Now. In Jesus' name. Among those standing, there is someone who battled with a swarm of flies, whether it's in the physical or in the spiritual, but swarm of flies. It's a spirit of rejection. You saw it in the dream, or you saw it in the physical. The young man, tell me, when was that? Yes. Yesterday night, the swarm of flies. Step over here. Can you, everybody, lift your hands and say after me, say, in the name of Jesus. Pray, Clara, say, in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of rejection, today is your end. Oh, you tormenting devil of rejection, you are set on fire. Catch fire! No! Set that garment of fire. Mana galera tosa tela baraya da 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 da. Say after me, you are set on fire. You are set on fire. Every spirit of reproach, today is your end. In the name of Jesus, catch fire. No! In Jesus' name, lift your hands high. Any other person here with a painful growth in your body? Something growth and it's painful. What is that? Yourself. Where? All right, come forward here. Touch the place. Place your hand there. Power of the Holy Ghost. Everyone lift your hands and say after me,
every mountain.
In my life, today is your end. Yes. Are you ready for the mountains to go? Whether it's the mountains of scarcity or shortage or empty handedness, say
every mountain.
In my life, you are going now. On your mask, get set, shout, go. That's right. Every mountain, go. Every mountain, move. Move back to hell.
The spirit of slow motion is arrested. Stagnation arrested. Slow motion arrested. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Every bicycle where the devil place you on to struggle in the right. Lift your hands. See yourself climbing an uphill in the dream. You see yourself riding a bicycle and struggling. And see yourself trying to climb a staircase and you couldn't reach the end of it. Wherever you are, I prophesy today, that limitation is over. Everything the devil, every destination the devil say you cannot reach, I declare you are reaching it now. Everyone trusting God for a divine encounter overnight, an encounter that will change your life, I decree the release of such encounters now.
in the name of Jesus.
Put your hands everywhere you are. The beginning of it all is a life totally surrendered to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day in your life. Pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I've decided to follow you, Lord, no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.